If you have thought that the money mindset is probably the hardest part of the work when it comes to this journey, I would say you are probably right. In continuing the 8th birthday celebration of Her Dinero Matters, we are going to discuss some past episodes in the hopes that it provides you some inspiration today. Let's start with defining money mindset. In my book, Her Money Matters, I define it as the thoughts and feelings formed about money as a result of what you heard, observed, and experienced during the course of your life. Now, shifting our money mindset is not just a one and done deal. It takes time, and we have to continue to work on it. If you have been with us for a while, you have heard me and my guests discuss the importance of the money mindset, like in a recent episode, episode 345 with Tania Vasallo, where I asked her for her best tip on helping us shift our mindset to a more abundant one. And here is what she says.
I'll answer that with a quote from Wayne Dyer. He used to say, when you change or when you shift the way you look at things, the things you look at shift. You just heard me say, you know, that we have ample abundance in this world. We don't get up every morning or go into a room and think about, oh my God, there's like 100 people in this room. I better hoard my air because there's not going to be enough air for all of us to breathe, you know, in this room. So there's plenty of abundance, and I want you to start shifting that mindset, you know, and question that, like, oh, wow, yeah, I never, you know, like, I always think that there's not enough, you know, there's not enough for everyone to go around. There's not enough money in my bank account. There's not enough. Here's the thing, that the results that you currently have in your life, meaning how much money is in your bank account, how much money you make from your job, how much you have in investments, are just results from your past thinking and being and the way you've been acting up to now. That's the results you have right now. You have the power to change that. If you want different results in the future, that power is in the now. So you have to shift the way you look at things and become more aware.
Her quote from Wayne Dyer and her analogy of air being abundant was so spot on, don't you think? I also loved her mention of how your present limiting situation is a result of your past thinking. If you have read my book, I talk about our past money stories and how not being aware of them impacts our present money stories, meaning we can repeat past cycles which don't serve us. Think about the first money memory that pops in your head. How does that present itself now in your life? I know for me, one of the past memories was the tension and just always hearing, we can't afford this. We don't have the money. And so later on in life, when I was even married, I didn't realize it, but this was something I was continuously thinking where we can't afford it. We don't have the money. And I wasn't just thinking it, but I was also allowing that to impact our decisions. And that caused some trouble or some disagreements in our marriage at times because I felt like we shouldn't be spending money here and there. And he thought it was completely okay. We had different mindsets. And so it just really presents itself in life. And sometimes you just don't realize it. And when you're not aware of your past money story, how can you change it, right? So you have to be aware of it so you can change it to a money story that really serves you. In another episode, I spoke to nuestro amigo Harry Lopez and a young man wise beyond his years. In episode 285, we were discussing those limits on the money that we think we could be making that he shared. In his case, he thought he would never make more than $60,000 a year. I asked him, how do we navigate this so we can stop limiting ourselves? He, in essence, said that we need to find our higher purpose. His answer was so much more beautifully stated. So check it out.
There is no limit to what you can create in this world. There's absolutely no cap to what you can have, what you can earn, and that any story that tells you that a certain limit or number is really all that you're capable of earning and making is totally BS, totally not true. And it all comes down to worthiness, comes down to believing that you're worthy of it, that you're believing that you're worthy of more if you want it, that if you want it, you can have it, but you gotta want it. Like if you're fine with that, if you're fine with 30 or 60, great, there's nothing wrong with that. But know that if you want more and if you want to support in growing your family, developing yourself, and just see what you're capable of, that the deeper that you go in working on your internal, everything within, your gremlins, your shadows, your doubts, your insecurities, your limitations, the more that you go deeper and deeper into healing those wounds, energetically, the more magnetic you become in the world. And a byproduct of that is money as well, as many as energy.
Going back further in time to episode 199, I share with you what lack of belief looks like and when belief is present. Because let's face it, we can lack belief when it comes to what is possible for us financially. And when we lack that belief, we limit ourselves and things don't happen in how we really want because of that lack of belief. So let's illustrate this cycle in two ways. When there's a lack of belief and when there's belief present. So when there's a lack of belief, let's say there's a lack of belief in managing money well, feeling of I suck at money, I don't do well with money, I don't know how to handle money. So that's the belief, which leads into doing things or making choices that coincide with not managing money well. You following me? Like overspending, which then leads to the result of going over the budget and confirms in the end the belief that I suck at money. So that is the lack of belief. So let's say when belief is present. So let's illustrate this. So the belief can be that I manage money well, which leads to a feeling of I can do this, even though I may not be perfect all the time, which then leads to the behavior or the action of being more aware of money and the money being spent, which leads to a result of spending less and maybe not going over the budget. So you see the two differences in how powerful belief can be. When there's a lack of belief, you can continue in that cycle and not achieving that result that you really want. In another solo episode en español, I'm going to be speaking Spanish here for a minute, hablé sobre la gratitud y cómo eso afecta nuestra vida financiera. ¿Cuáles son los pensamientos que te entran si te doy en este momento un billete de $100? En el episodio 12, cuando el podcast era Su Dinero Importa, por un breve momento, te explico cómo puedes cambiar tus pensamientos con algunas preguntas sencillas. Te voy a dar un ejemplo en lo que hablamos. Digamos que yo te entrego un billete de $100. Entonces, y eso es lo que tienes, es lo único que tienes, los $100, por los próximos 7 días. Entonces, una o dos cosas van a pasar. Algunos pensamientos van a entrar. Puedes pensar que, bueno, estos $100 son más que suficiente para los próximos 7 días. O puedes pensar que, uy, no, estos $100 no duran nada. No es suficiente para 7 días. Hay mucho que hacer y no es suficiente. Entonces, si piensas que esos $100 que tienes, que solamente tienes $100 para los 7 días, no son suficientes y te estreses, ¿qué va a pasar? No vas a sentirte bien, ¿no? Vas a estar, la abundancia no lo vas a tener porque vas a pensar, porque ya estás pensando que no es suficiente. Y al pensar que no es suficiente, no vas a poder tener soluciones, ¿ya? Entonces, la abundancia se te baja con la felicidad y la energía. Esas tres cosas se te bajan, ¿ya? Pero si en vez piensas algo como que $100 son $100 y yo estoy agradecida. Miremos las posibilidades con estos $100 y a ver qué podemos hacer en estos 7 días. ¿Sientes la diferencia? El hecho de pensar de esa manera y dar gratitud, te vas a sentir más abundante, más feliz y menos estresado, no importa la situación. Y también te va a dar una energía renovada. Y además, vas a poder pensar en más soluciones, en cómo usar esos $100 pensando así. ¿Estás de acuerdo, no? Now we're back in English. We also can't forget the wisdom Barbara Houston shared in episode 248, where she showed us what it looked like to rewire our brains for financial success.
I'm going to take it back a step farther.
Okay, perfect.
Financial success, I believe, is a 4-pronged process. outer work of wealth, inner work of wealth, the higher work of wealth, and the deeper work of wealth. So the place to start, where everybody starts, where our financial education starts, is with the outer work. How to tell the difference between a stock and a bond, how to plan for retirement, how to negotiate a raise, all those things. And those are important. But when you get stuck, or you can't go forward, that's when the inner work comes in. And the inner work is really exploring your beliefs and attitudes and decisions you made about yourself and money. And there's a third component. And the third component is what I call the higher work of wealth. Because once we women are financially stable, we have a roof over our head, we have food on the table. We may want to make more money. We definitely want more money. We want more money, but that's not what motivates us. What motivates us is how we can use our money to help others, to make a difference in the world. And what I found is understanding the higher work of wealth, really exploring why you're here, what you're here to do. You know, I believe all of us have a purpose, but you cannot pursue your purpose and play full out if you're struggling to make ends meet. And what I found, especially with high earners, they were profit driven, but more so they were purpose driven, because it's having a higher purpose that keeps us going through all the obstacles and the resistance that comes. And then is the deeper work of wealth, which is the mind-body connection. And that is really how you can expedite, as I said, speed up the process of financial success.
I hope this dive into time to your money mindset part of your money headquarters was useful. If you haven't listened in full to those episodes, they will be linked up in the show notes. So be sure to check those out. Of course, we've been celebrating. This is the second week of the celebration. And I have an ask for you. If this podcast has made a difference for you at any time in your financial life, and if you haven't already, will you hit the follow button on the platform that you're listening from? And will you also rate and review, whether on Apple Podcasts or Spotify? If you do so, take a screenshot, send it to me at jen@jenhemphill.com or share it on social, but be sure to tag me and you will be automatically entered to win a budget review, where basically you'll send me what it is that you do to budget and I'm going to give you a video, a feedback in the form of a video on what tips that I provide you and how you can improve where needed. Next week, we will continue the celebration, and this time we are going back in time to those episodes that help us with the money actions component of our money headquarters. You will be back for that, won't you? Be sure also to share this celebration with a friend. In other words, share this episode, share this podcast. I'll talk to you then. Ciao.